every month we get back here to say a bunch of more or less useful things about PHP. And this month we have, as always, Arthur. Oh no, wait, it's not Arthur, it's Christian being from France. Hello, Christian, how are you doing?
Hello, Manuel, I'm fine, and you?
Well, I'm having a lot of heat over here. Well, it's the summer, and it delayed a bit to get this hot, but now it finally arrived, the heat, so we have to deal with it. But we are here to talk about PHP, and the reason why Christian is here on this show is because of this special elephant, this one. Let me get it closer. It says that Christian Wieg is the Innovation Award winner of PHP for 2016. This one. And the other one says this also a winner as part of the team of France, as you may see here. So congratulations, Christian.
Thank you
for your victory as an individual, and also as part of the team of France, along with your colleagues, Kio Huang. Well, Kio is from Nambati, moved to France. And also Lionel Lebeau. I'm not sure if I'm doing the French accent.
Lebeau.
Okay. Anyway, we are here to talk mainly about the things that happened in the PHP world in the last month. And regarding the Innovation Award, we'll talk about it later, not exactly now. So let's just review quickly the topics of the month. Let me share the screen here because it's easier to share your screen. I guess this is the one. Okay, can you see it now?
I can see it.
I'm not sure because it's a bit, okay, it's easier. Well, as usual, we start to talk about the versions of the PHP. There was one more version of PHP 5.6, despite it is already past the end of support for existing features. It will only get updates for security fixes. And there is also an update for PHP 7 and PHP 7.1. But we'll talk a bit more about it later when we get into the details. Next, we start talking about the proposals of this month. And right here, we are seeing a proposal, actually a discussion for something to make the PHP mail function better. By changing the handling of the fifth parameter. It seems that the proposal is to add options using the fifth parameter that usually, when specified, it is a string, but you could use an array with option values that would allow to have many more options besides the first. Next, we talk about a proposal from Scott Arsiewski regarding class constants. Now that we have public protected or private, he is proposing also to declare some constants as final. So this would prevent that subclasses would change the value of the constant. There is a proposal for static typing. This is a bit confusing proposal, but I guess the author is proposing to have type hinting for class function parameters and return values to pass static objects. We'll get back to this topic in more detail, but this is a one confusing proposal, probably because the proponent thinks classes are objects in PHP, and I think PHP is not like other languages that have that concept. And the next proposal is about allowing a static type. Oh wait, this is the same proposal. The next proposal is to allow to import namespaces for global functions, just like you have for the classes, that you can have classes in namespaces. Then you would use some namespace definition, and you just need to specify the function by name and not do all qualifier with the whole path of the namespace. The next proposal is to have type of collections, which basically would be arrays that would have to be enforced in a way that all elements of the array have the same type. I think this has already been proposed before somehow. So this is probably a variant of a similar proposal in the past. The next proposal, which is actually the last thing that we'll discuss, is the resurrecting of an RFC to add libsodium as core extension PHP 7.2. Libsodium is an extension for implementing security operations like encrypting, decrypting, hashing, and so on. And the idea is to make it a core extension for PHP 7.2. But while that does not happen, the author is already providing a polyfill in PHP that would provide the same functions, but in pure PHP code. So you do not have to rely on the PECL extension be made a core extension. And the polyfill extension is here. So let me just get back to the details of the function of the PHP versions, as I had here, but I closed the windows that listed the versions. Let me get to the details of the events. But since we are going to talk about PHP versions, Christian, what PHP versions are you using these days? Do you only use one specific version, or it depends on your project? I think your microphone is muted, no?
Oh, it was a question for me?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was talking about the PHP versions that you use.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. On the professional point of view, I'm using whatever version the customer uses. For my own needs, I'm still stuck with 5.6.27. Because I'm heavily relying on my day-to-day activities on the libssh extension, and they broke something starting with PHP 5.6.28, which impacts the way the library is working on Windows, on the Windows platforms. I have some unexpected errors, such as violation access violation. Sorry, in the PHP executable. So I did not yet have time to have a look at that. So I'm using 5.6.27 right now.
So you have not migrated your core tool because it probably breaks in PHP 7. Is that the case?
My core code works with PHP 7. I tested it, but the only thing which does not work is libssh.
So let me open the window here with a topic, because I was posting some comments here also for people that asked to join the hangout. But I'm going to show you the latest versions if I open in the right tab, which is a challenge. So the tab here is this one. So just to mention briefly, PHP is 5.6.29. Can you see the page? Or shell?
Yes.
I increase the font here. So, oh, no, wait, this is not the right version. I'm talking 5.6.30 that was released on January 17. There were the usual fixes, but this time they are mostly security fixes. Well, I suppose that from now on it was just security fixes. But I think there was one extra release after the deadline, which was in December 31. I don't know if there are any relevant fixes here that should be worth noticing. If not, maybe what you need to do is to go there and upgrade to the latest version if you are using, in this case, 5.6. Regarding 5.7.0, we have also some similar bug fixes, but there are also bug fixes specific to the PHP 7. I looked at this, but I didn't find any specific bug that you should pay more attention. But what matters, as always, is if you are using PHP 7 or whatever is the version, always try to upgrade to the latest version. But always test before upgrading, because there may be some backwards, something that was broken in the process. For PHP 7.1, there is the 7.1.1, which is the first update to the 7.1, and it took more than a month to come out, but it finally arrived. I hope that means a good thing, because often after the first release there is a new release with lots of bugs that were not caught before. So given this, there is not much more to say, so we are going to move on to the next topic, which is already about the latest PHP version. Latest proposals for improving the PHP features. The first proposal here that we're going to talk about is regarding the so-called fifth parameter of the mail function. The mail function is not the nicest function in PHP, because a single function is supposed to do many things regarding communicating with whatever is the underlying mail system, and it takes four mandatory parameters, and the fifth is optional. And depending on the system, it may mean a different thing. For instance, under Linux, the fifth parameter is options to pass to the send mail program that is being called to actually send the version, the message. Usually, I use this parameter to specify the bounce address, the return path address, where the bounce message will go. Because you can send messages from one address, and the bounces go to a different address, like, for instance, some mailbox in your system that handles the bounces and treats them in a certain way. But I think under Windows it means a different thing, and I don't know, have you ever used this fifth parameter of the mail function, Christian?
Oh, no, I never used it. The fourth parameter always fitted my needs.
So I
can understand that in some cases you can have a need to specify additional parameters which are specific to your mailer system.
Yeah, well, the proposal here is to, instead of taking a string, you could pass an array of multiple options, because that would allow to specify other things at runtime, at the call time for the mail function. And the mail function is one of those things that, depending on the system, you may want to configure other things, like, for instance, SMTP authentication in the case of Windows. And the proposal that is being discussed now is to, since you pass an array instead of a string, it would allow to pass other options. So, since this would break the compatibility with the older versions, I mean, the code, the new code that used this option would break the previous versions, they are proposing to deprecate the string option for 7.2 with a warning, and then remove it by 7.3 or 8.0. I don't know if this is a good idea, because this is a function that is used by many people, and probably breaking this behavior would cause chaos. Just like removing the support to MySQL extension caused a lot of chaos. There are lots of people running around, because although it was warned many years ago that the function, the extension, be removed, only recently people are trying to fix their applications, because the hosting companies are forcing the upgrade to PHP 7.0, and this many millions of applications. I don't know. It stopped sharing. I was sharing the screen. Well, if it stops sharing the screen, please let me know again. Because for some reason it stopped sharing. It is not sharing the screen.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
It doesn't like my video for some reason. Let me see. It's something with the Hangouts. Let me try to reload the screen here. If I drop, don't leave there, because the Hangout will not stop. Okay.
Okay, you're back.
Google is getting better, because in the past, if I reloaded the page, it would stop the Hangout.
Uh-huh.
Can you see? Can you see the screen?
I can see.
Okay. I was mentioning it here. So the idea is to have this support. This is still being discussed. It is not yet approved. This is not an RFC. This is just a discussion. And let's see how it goes. So the next topic that we are going to discuss is to have final constants in classes. So, since now we can have constants in classes that can be public, protected, and private, they are also proposing to have them final. I think this means that subclasses cannot change the values of constants. Am I getting this right?
Yes. Because as far as I know, you can redefine the constant in a derived class. So the idea would be to to block this possibility for derived classes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think this is a concern just to prevent that people start messing around with classes that are not, that define constants that are not meant to be changed in case they create subclasses. I think this makes sense just to prevent that people do the wrong thing. And if they can do the wrong thing, they will do the wrong thing.
For sure.
Okay. The next topic that we are going to comment, this is one that makes me wonder if I'm getting this right. The proposal from this developer, Mark Benowitz, is to have a type int that would be static. This is weird because first, static is not a type. A type is like integer, an array, string, a class of some type. But static is not, I think, I'm not sure if I'm getting this right, but static is not a type of a value. Static is just to say the value will not change. Well, in classes, a static variable is a variable that is the same for all objects of the class. A static function is a function that can be called statically.
Yeah.
A static class, a static object, I'm not sure what this means because I've never used static classes. Have you ever used them?
Yes, I've been using static classes, but it was just to group of functions, the same namespace.
I don't even know if you are talking about the same thing, because usually people call functions statically, like...
Yeah, sure.
Basically, there is no object in there. You cannot call this for a static function call.
But
because there is no this in there. There is self, which self refers to the class as a container of static variables or static functions. So,
well, I have the same feeling as you. I don't understand what could be a type int of static.
Yeah, there was a description. Well, this started a few days, but from what I can get from here is that people are not exactly agreeing on this, that this is a good idea. I think the author of the proposal is a bit confused because he thinks that he seems to think that. A class is an object. Well, at least not in PHP, maybe it is an object in other languages. But in PHP, a class is just meta information for objects.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, there is not much discussion. Basically, this proposal is not being considered to go ahead. Anyway, so moving on to the next proposal. Named not autoloading functions, which is not a very clear subject because it is not really about autoloading functions, but it doesn't say what it is about. You need to read the topic. So the topic says that the author wants to be able to call functions that are defined inside a namespace, but without having to use the whole namespace. So if you use the name function, use the namespace for functions foobar. When you type just bar, it would be the same as calling foobar, as you may see here. So he wants to type all this, so he avoids to type just this.
Correct.
So it seems like you have to type a lot more to type a lot less. Not much less. I don't know if this is a good idea unless you are going to call this function many times. And the more things like this are added to the language, the less readable the code becomes, because as a developer looking at the code, you need to realize that bar belongs yeah. to this namespace, unless you put these comments. But if you are using this to avoid typing so much, if you have to put comments, you end up typing more, not less. So
it would be confusing, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know what goes in the minds of all people that propose these things. Maybe they have a good idea, but the proposal is not clear. Anyway, this has been discussed, and as you can see, there is a quite active topic about this. Lots of people discussing this, but the question is this really useful? I don't know. Anyway, this is not yet an RFC. This is just a discussion of an eventual RFC, just to see if people find it a good idea. And then there will be an RFC. So far there's no RFC, so we cannot expect this to appear in PHP. The next topic is, I think, coming back of another proposal that was already submitted in the past, which is to enforce the types of elements in arrays. This seems to make sense, but I'm afraid this would make probably PHP more slower when the type hinting is enabled, type checking for the type hinting for arrays. Basically, the proposal is to have arrays that should have the same type for all elements. And I think the next complication, probably he also wants to support elements that can be null. I don't know. So this is the proposal. You would probably declare a type int like this. So this is an array. It can be an array of strings or array of integers. And then PHP on every call to this function would verify if the array only contains strings and integers. And this is the part that is not very funny, because it may make some sense, but the cost in terms of performance penalty would probably be too high to even consider having this enabled, at least in production. Maybe in development environment, it can be useful, like to detect bugs. And I think that is the idea of the proposal. I don't know. What do you think, Christian?
Well, anyway, it would be, I think, it would have a deep impact in production environments.
So you wouldn't use it in production, right?
Right. Because it would be catastrophic, indeed. It's okay when you have arrays of 10 elements, but when you have to deal with arrays of 1 million elements, you have to tell PHP to check during execution time that the array must contain strings or integers or both. So yeah. It would have a deep impact on performance.
Yes. Well, but do you have arrays of millions of elements in your, just curious, in your project?
Yes. Yes.
But wouldn't that use all the PHP memory, or do you put some high limit?
Well, I'm comparing 10 elements against 1 million. Just to show the difference, you maybe won't probably notice that there is a performance impact when using 10 elements arrays. But if you do the same with arrays containing 1 million elements, you will discover your pain.
Yeah. So are you saying that PHP dealing with a million of elements is not slow, or?
The current way of dealing with array elements in PHP is okay. But introducing such a type of checking feature would be catastrophic.
Yes, I'm sure it will, because I don't even know what is the proposal of the checks. Would the checks happen at the call time or at the signing time? Like, well, it should be at the call time, because here it is not a new type, it's just an array of strings. So I think it is be at the call time. And then if you also have a type int for the return value, it will have to check the elements again for returning values.
Yes, sure.
This probably will be slow for large arrays, but okay. I think maybe the author wants to have this just in the development environment and it would disable. I think most people have the type check, strict types, disabled at runtime.
Yes, this would be a good idea. I don't know if it's implemented.
Well, that's the discussion that they are having now, because there were similar proposals before, and here, well, actually, this is the correct text for the proposal. I don't know, for some reason people are not submitting RFCs this month. Because the other months there were tons of RFCs. And it seems that people just put the proposals there and see if they stick. If they stick, they write an RFC. But over here, they are like... telling the examples of what would happen, and I don't know. Well, I think for a development environment, it probably would not hurt. But if you have, if for some reason you want to enable the strict types at the runtime, it would probably make everything much slower.
Sure.
So these are one of those things that are only useful.
It would be like enabling the Xdebug extension.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What I think, for instance, if you are running a test suite with strict types, which and you usually would want that because you want the tests to catch strict type violations, the tests would run much slower and probably take a lot more time to run if they have things like this, like checking the types of all elements, because it's not just one value, it's lots of values. So I don't know where this discussion will go. Oh wait, it's not this one, it's this one. Well, for now there are just a few people. And it was starting on 28th. Well, today is 14th. I don't know if this discussion stopped. Well, moving on to one last topic, which is about libsodium in PHP 7.2. The idea is to make it a core extension, as mentioned here. There was an RFC by the author, Scott Arsiski, and he has talked with other developers, and he is proposing to have some functions there as part of the mandatory list, because I think the libsodium, which is a C extension, has many functions, but the idea is not to expose all of them. And additionally, he has also created a polyfill, which is a library that works like the proposed extension, even if the extension is not present. So basically, it would load some pure PHP code that would implement these functions. And it is interesting because this author has already been working on this library and even submitted the package to PHP classes. And there he submitted the package that he imported from his GitHub project that contains pure PHP code to emulate these functions. I don't know if this, I'm interpreting this right, but the idea of leave sodium in PHP would be to provide a replacement for mcrypt, because mcrypt original C library, its development has been halted like several years ago, and nobody's maintaining that library. So if there is a security problem, nobody's going to fix it. So the idea is to push libsodium as an alternative that is being supported. I don't know. Christian, do you use mcrypt in your PHP projects?
Sometimes, but I'm not a specialist.
Yeah, but for cryptography, like encrypting and decryption, what do you use? It's mcrypt or something else?
Well, I'm using the simplest functions available for now, because I did not have yet to address such such concerns.
Yes, it also does hashing. So, well, for hashing there are some functions in PHP, but for encryption, I'm not sure if there is something that people are using more these days instead of mcrypt. I remember that I have used mcrypt in the past in cases that I need some basic encryption functionality, but I have not seen alternatives that will work without some special extension. There are some solutions based on OpenSSL, but I'm not sure if they would work in a compatible way, because we don't want to break our code, right?
Right.
Let me switch the screen here. Okay, now we are going to talk about the PHP Innovation Award, and this time we have with us Christian Wieg, that won this big elephant with some nice stripes. The gold one is for being the winner of the year, and the silver one is for being the member of Team France that won the Innovation Award, along with Lionel Lebeau and Kyuan. Okay, now we are going to talk about the winners of the November. First, we are starting from the JavaScript ones. Let me share the script here. Okay, so I'm going to increase the font here. And as you may see, there are like three nominees. I'll start talking about the first, and then you talk about the other. So the first that I would like to comment is Simple Synchronized JavaScript Event. That is a package from Gustavo Avila. He's from Brazil. And the package is capable of waiting and processing multiple asynchronous events. This is interesting package because sometimes you need to perform some task that consists of different asynchronous operations. So you need to have a way to wait for all of those tasks to be completed. So this is a nice package from Gustavo Avila from Brazil. The next package that I wanted to comment is JavaScript Lab Text Scroller. And this is a cool one from José Luis Lasso. And there is a demo here. Let's see if I can show it to you. I think you can see. Can you see this?
Yes.
Yes, it's pretty nice. It is like a text. A LED panel, and you can even switch from a square green lights to rounded red dots Let's, that would be called. So this package from José Luis Lazo from Spain presents a nice effect, and it is all configured with CSS styles. So just to show the styles of the LEDs that are being scrolled. So congratulations for José Luis Lazo for this cool package that you can use, and all projects that are based on web pages that can run JavaScript. Christian, which channels would you like to comment? I guess there is one remaining for you to comment, right?
Yeah, sure. So there is an interesting package from, sorry for the pronunciation, from Asharang Singh from India. It's a jQuery plugin to scroll contents from one section to another. I don't think we have a demo, but one thing that I like in this package is that it's very short. It's very easy to use. It relies on CSS styles to perform jumping from one page to another. So it's a nice package for a nice ID, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regarding the CC, we only have three. That is all for the nominees up in November. They were voted on December, and then in January the results come out. So we can talk about them, so without influencing the results. I'm just going to show you how are the rankings. So basically, the Innovation Award of 2016 ended. So hangouts here. Let me share the screen again. I think this is the right one. The rankings, as you may see, over a year for 2016 are ended, although we did not talk about the December nominees, and the winner is Anders Toth from Hungary. So congratulations to Anders. And he won with 6 passes in 22 points. So in second came Dante Francois from France. I don't know if you don't know Dantini, because he's from your country. Maybe you could know.
Yes. Dantini.
Okay, do you know him?
No.
Okay. Maybe you meet someday. And he ended up in second for FI Packers and 18 points. Everton de Rosa in third place with 2 Packers and 7 points. Juan Jose from Spain and Hakel Han are in fourth, tied with Farah Ud Haim. It's from Bangladesh, while Axel is from Switzerland and Jose from Spain. They have all 6 points. In seventh came Edvald Zimonek from Brazil, tied with Gustavo Oliveira da Havila from Brazil as well. And they are tied also with Afshin Ashkar from Iran, and Martin Latter from the United Kingdom, all with 5 points. In the JavaScript Innovation Award, there are not so many participating developers, but there are quite a few packages published this year. So the final results by country, Hungary won with 6 packages, all from Anders Toth, so 22 points. In France, there are it is in second with 6 packages and 21 points. Then comes Brazil with 6 packages and 20 points. United Kingdom is tied with Spain in first place with 9 points. Then In sixth came Germany and Mexico with 7 points. Then Switzerland and Bangladesh tied with 6 points. And finally, Iran with 1 package and 5 points. So this is the final results. So Anders Toth is also going to get an elephant, despite this is for the JavaScript. So there is elephant who also has his name, as you may see here from the elephant from Christian. And of course, he'll have his name and show this country in the strike for the Innovation Award winners of the year. And it's a JavaScript instead of PHP, of course, because it's a different context. And of course, there is also the strike for the winner. Not always the winner of the year is the winner of the country. It's also a winner as for its country. It happens this month, this year. So it's all right. You'll get the two stripes for the different awards. So next we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees for PHP classes. Let me share the screen here if I can. Here. Okay. Can you see it now?
Not yet. Yes.
Okay. So for November, there are like 16 nominees. Okay, I can start talking about the first, then we talk about the others. So the first package that I want to comment is PHP Secret URL Path from Dave Smith from the United States. And this is an unusual package because what it does is that it allows you to have a page on which the user has to click some links on a sequence, and only he click the links by that sequence successfully, it will probably unlock some security protected resource. So this package is very, it's quite interesting because precisely of this idea that instead of requesting the user to type a password, you can request that it types some links according to some answers, and the user has to know the right answer to click on the right links by the correct sequence. So this is an unusual solution for protecting resources. For this, Dave Smith has chosen one downloadable copy of PHP AD Professional. This is a nice ID that for PHP developers. The next package that I wanted to comment is PHP WordPress Login from Asif Ahmad Bez. He is from Pakistan and has been a great contributor. And this package allows you to somehow authenticate your users in your site using a WordPress installation that you can have in your site or maybe in a separate site. So it has a script installed in your WordPress installation, and when you send a request to that script, it can authenticate if your username and password are correct according to the records of that WordPress installation. So this is another nice package. And for this, Asim has chosen a PHP Tools for Visual Studio, which is a nice plugin for Visual Studio to support PHP.
So the next package is from Ahmed Saad from Egypt. It can download files from remote sites. You may think that it's something easy, but sometimes you have a limited bandwidth, and this package can handle such conditions. It can also it provides also some mechanism to authenticate you with a user and password, and it can also as an FTP server could do, it can resume partially downloaded files, and it can restrict the bandwidth for downloading, so it can throttle the speed limit to do that.
Yes, that is a nice thing, because sometimes you cannot use much bandwidth, or you should not be making use of much bandwidth from the server. So that is a nice solution.
Yeah, sure. It's very useful. I would like to talk about a cage written by Omar Andres Barbosa. I don't know if I spelled it correctly, from Colombia. What I like in this package is that it is another example of implementing a design pattern in PHP. So it is often an intellectual exercise, but it is also a source of inspiration. So this package is useful. It can be reused if you know your design patterns, of course. But it's a nice package. Personally, I like this kind of initiatives to provide some work that comes from companies' experiences, to provide them to a larger audience.
So, yes. Let me just show you briefly how the Innovation Award ranking ended up for 2016, despite we are talking a year about only of the nominees of November. There is also still December, it will come up next month. So as for authors, the winner we all know is Christian Vick, by far, with 12 packages with 95 points. And with this, Christian Vick raised to 6 in the ranking of Innovation Award overall for all these years, since 2004 when it was started. And in second place, Dave Smith also did a great participation, like in last year.
Yeah, sure.
That I think he was busy with some work and did not submit packages all months, but he submitted still 6 packages, so he earned 54 points and contributed to 4 United States, almost won. Did not get come close.
Yeah, sure.
Not just Dave Smith, but all his colleagues from the United States submitted 16 packages, but Dave Smith submitted 6 of those, and they reached the second place. So other than that, Johnny Maas from the Netherlands reached the third position with 41 points. Johnny is from the Netherlands, of course. Once in a while, I contact him. Then in fourth place is Luciano Salvino with 4 packages and 40 points. Then Lars Modkin from Germany with 4 packages and 37 points. followed by Bharat Parmar from India with 3 packets, 34 points. Bruno Henrique Ferreira Oliveira from Brazil with 3 packets, 32 points. Kirill Safchev from Bulgaria with 4 packets, 38 points. Alexei Namir from Russia with 2 packages and 27 points is tied in 9th with Mohamed El Baha from Morocco. By country, as I mentioned, France won with 16 packages with 130 points, which is a quite good participation and allowed France to reach the 3rd position.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall ranking, which is quite a good participation. Okay, basically, with this, we reach the end of this hangout. I would like to thank Christian for coming.
Thank you.
And for some reason, are you seeing my video now?
Yes. Yes, I can see it.
Yeah, okay, because it becomes dark here. I don't know if what you are seeing. Well, basically, we have reached the end. And congratulations again for this wonderful
elephant. Thanks to you.
Yes, you will get it in a few weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks in your country. It is personalized. If you ever get another of these elephants, it will not have these stripes. They will be different. And also to congratulate the other winners, Lionel Leblanc from Team France as well, and Kio Wang, also part of the French team. But we will talk about that in the Innovation Award section. So on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.